Okay, my name is Anders Covey, and I'm 16 years old. Today is the 6th of May, 2019. I'm speaking with Clemens Wilson, who's my friend, and we're recording this interview in Boise, Idaho. So, Clemens, why don't you tell me a little bit about your story?
Okay, so my story... Yeah, speak up. My story starts in the Galapagos, right? So, I was there... last spring break.
Yeah.
So basically it was really beautiful there, right? So
really?
We were on one of the main islands. I don't really remember the name of the island because it was a while ago. But it was really cool. The island only had like one or two roads maybe.
Huh.
So we had completed the day's activities basically. Again, I don't remember what we did, but we were staying at kind of a high-rise hotel with several levels. Each floor had these like rectangular holes in the floor, like so that you could see down to the main level, and each of the holes had like some really, really sketchy railing.
Yeah.
And it was just made out of like sticks and stuff. I remember like bumping into one of the railings once, and it like shifted a lot. It was definitely pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
So I just gotten out of the shower when, not a lot of you guys, probably some of you guys know Miss Coughlin, called us down for dinner, down to the lobby. So me and my roommate, I don't really remember who it was. I think it was a kid named Byron Jordan.
Yeah.
So she called us all down to the lobby, basically. So I got to the lobby, everyone... Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got down to the lobby, everyone was already gathered. And... so, we walk out of the doors, basically, right?
Yeah.
And we hop into a bus. All the windows are open. It's really warm outside. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah?
It's dark outside at this time. I mean, the sun was setting, I guess. But we start driving down through this little, like, town that we were in. And we slowly like get to the outskirts of the town. And like there's not as many like houses and stuff, and it's like mainly like forest jungle kinda. It's kind of a long drive, which was kind of unusual because we normally just like go to dinner really close, but it was kind of far drive. So we pull up right to this restaurant.
Right.
It doesn't really look like a restaurant, but like it's just kind of like a building. We all get out of the bus, right?
Yeah.
It's really warm outside. Really nice. Like cool breeze. So we walk in basically, right?
Yeah.
We walk into the hotel. No, not the hotel, the restaurant. And there's this like long hallway that we walk down, which just has like concrete walls.
Yeah.
Kind of just weird, like not something you'd usually expect out of a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
We get in, like we open the door, and it's just like this really nice like restaurant kinda.
Yeah.
With like long tables with like tablecloths and stuff, like really nice tables and stuff.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, it was kind of like a buffet is the thing.
It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. So it was like there was only probably one person working there that night.
Right.
Yeah, like, and we just like got up and got our food.
Yeah.
We got up and got our food and just like sat down.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, honestly, because the restaurant, it was just like really, like the decorations were really cool, and there were like really cool paintings on the walls and stuff. Like a lot of like, because we were in the Galapagos, right? So there was a lot of like indigenous art.
Yeah.
So we ate, and the food was really good, actually. So after we ate, we kind of just, there was, so in this like separate room, kind of, there was, it was kind of a room surrounded by screen doors.
Yeah.
And there was a pool table in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So we just played pool for a while, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Really great time. And like, we opened the screen, like the doors, like, I guess there were sliding glass doors, mm-hmm. and there were screens, like, and we opened them up.
Yeah.
And there was just like, it was just really warm and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, so this is kind of where it gets good.
Okay.
Right, we played, this is kind of where it got like, kind of fun for everyone. We got done playing pool, we were kind of fed up with pool.
Yeah.
And then one of the employees turned on like this, like turned off all the lights, and then turned on this like spinny disco ball with a bunch of lights on it,
yeah.
like just like flash lights.
Yeah.
And then like started playing like Spanish music really loudly, and then like, again, most of you guys probably don't know her, but Miss Coughlin, started dancing, like, it was really funny. And then everyone kind of joined in, and it was really fun.
That's cool.
Then we were kind of done with that after a while.
Yeah.
So we left this really cool restaurant that I really liked, honestly. It was kind of strange, but it was really cool.
Yeah.
And we got back on the bus, and this is like the part that I remember most vividly about this story. Like, we got on the bus, all the windows were still open, and like just like cool air is just like blowing on our faces, and one of the Miss Coughlin's son had brought a speaker.
Yeah.
And one of my friends he played, what's the song called? Let me see what the song's called. Okay, shit. I don't really remember what the song's called right now, but it's the one that's, what's the one that's really long?
American Pie.
Yeah, that one. He played American Pie, and just like really loudly, and everyone was singing along, and it was just really cool and really fun. And that's kind of the end of my story.
That's cool.
Any follow-up questions?
I don't know, it just sounded like a good time.
Yeah,
it was just
a good time. Like,
yeah.
I guess there's not that much of a moral to the story, but it was just a good memory that I like to like preserve.
Right.
By telling, I guess. So.
Well, thanks for sharing your story with me.
Yeah.